You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Well, we are still all awaiting the news on the presidential election. Locally, though, a lot has been determined in elections held all over the Bay Area. And today, we'll go to Oakland to get a post-election update. The town voted on a number of local measures on Tuesday, and it appears they have all passed, including ones that would institute a fine limit on illegal dumping, strengthen the Police Oversight Commission, and lower the voting age on school board elections. Plus, four Oakland districts voted for city council and school board members. I talked to Darwin Bond Graham, news editor at the Oakland Side, earlier today to hear more and see what they're following post-election. So let's start with the Oakland City Council race. There were five city council positions on the ballot, and the results so far are showing that three incumbents are being reelected. And then over in West Oakland, it looks like there's a newcomer, Carol Fife, is winning out over incumbent Lynette Gibson. McElhaney in East Oakland, it looks like Treva Reed is in the lead. So how do you see City Hall politics in Oakland changing with this election? And were there any surprises for you?
I'm not surprised by these results, but city politics are going to change quite dramatically. Lynette Gibson McElhaney was part of this group called the Equity Caucus. And this was a group of four city council members who were more or less aligned with Mayor Libby Schaff on some questions around the city budget, especially around policing and the recent defund the police demands that some activists have been making. So Lynette Gibson McElhaney, if she loses her seat, if these results hold, and we'll know more later today. But if she loses her seat to Carol Fife, and if Dan Kolb remains in District 1, and if District 7, it looks like it's going to Treva Reed, those results would shift the council away from the mayor. So there wouldn't be as much alignment there. We could see more contentious politics going forward.
Mm. And then you mentioned policing. So on the ballot was Measure S1, which would strengthen the Oakland Police Commission. That also looks like it'll pass. What do you think the effects of this measure are really going to be?
Yeah, this is really a cleanup effort to try to fix some problems that arose when the police commission tried to exert some authority over the past couple of years. There was a lot of pushback. Part of it was just because they didn't have their own legal counsel and they didn't have this inspector general position. So those two positions are being put directly under the oversight of the commission now. It'll give the police commission a lot more power. Interestingly, the Oakland Police Officers Association did not oppose this ballot measure. They actually endorsed it and spent a little money advertising for it. So there was no opposition. It is winning so far by a landslide. I cannot imagine this reversing as we get more, as more votes come in later on. It's currently winning by 81%.
Mm-hmm. And let's just stay in policing for a bit, since this is also kind of your area of specialty. There were a number of police oversight measures on the ballot around the Bay Area. And, you know, just overall around the country, that's kind of the mood, right? Either defund the police or police oversight. Here in the Bay Area, do you think so far that we're seeing a substantial change in police reform right now? Or is this like baby steps and still early?
I mean, civilian oversight of police is not a super radical idea. It's actually, you know, in theory, it's what always existed. But yeah, setting up these independent commissions and giving them more teeth, recent state level efforts to, you know, unseal or make, you know, no longer confidential police personnel files. These are all really big deals. And yeah, in the last, you know, 5 years alone, just in the last 2 years, we've seen incredible steps in terms of greater transparency and accountability for policing. I do think we're seeing the consolidation of really decades of activism by people concerned about police accountability. We're seeing that consolidating actually now and being codified in these new oversight boards and these new transparency laws. It's a pretty interesting moment.
Mm-hmm. And what are you looking at next? What will you be covering? What will you be focused on?
Yeah, I mean, in Oakland, what's really interesting is the school board. It looks like all of the school board races, currently no one has a majority of the votes. And we'll know more later as more votes are counted. There was a huge amount of money spent this year by these opposing interest groups, the teachers union on one side and these more like pro-charter school policy organizations. They're very strong ideological and political divide in Oakland. And one of those two coalitions may be taking over the Oakland school board here.
Let's talk about the mood in Oakland right now. You know, one of the things about the city of Oakland, it always has an opinion about not just local, but national politics. Yesterday, people were out on the street in front of City Hall in downtown Oakland. Oakland side had reporters out there, photographers. Is there any sense from your team about who was out there demonstrating at City Hall yesterday and what they were saying?
Yeah, totally. It was a coalition of groups with a lot of different interests. There were climate justice activists out there. There were people with organizations that are concerned with police accountability. There were a lot of racial justice groups out there. A very broad coalition. There were some union members from different Bay Area labor organizations out there. And the message overall was count every vote. There's clearly a lot of concern nationwide, you know, that some votes won't get counted and the outcome of the presidential election could skew towards President Donald Trump if that's the case. So that seemed to be the message out there yesterday. There was concern in the city that, you know, if the results had gone kind of sideways and there had been, you know, a very contested election, there was concern that there could have been large-scale protests in the city of Oakland. The police department in particular was concerned about this, and they had even asked a federal judge to kind of lift some restrictions on what kind of like crowd control weapons that they can use, because they're currently under an injunction to not use these types of weapons. So they were asking for some changes because they were so concerned that there could have been large-scale protests. But we haven't seen those kinds of really big disruptive protests. Yesterday's event was a bit more mellow, although the message was strident.
Okay, Darwin Bond Graham, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Darwin Bond Graham, news editor at the Oakland side. And by the way, since the time of our interview earlier today, the results of some of the races we talked about may now be out. Go to oaklandside.org for the updates.